Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
We trying to behave ourselves on the story? But y'all know what we thinking right now.
I'm ready for the night. I got a little extra energy. I don't know what might come out of my mouth tonight.
Magic is. Tell them to go sit their bad asses down so we're grown folks in here talking.
TGIF.
Good evening, everybody. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan. It's Wednesday, and we are back with a brand new episode of TGIF, your new favorite show in all the land. That we're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So sit back, relax. Please get yourself something to drink and get ready for this hot tea. Let me introduce the fabulous co-host. First up, let me introduce brand strategist and man about town, Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
What's up, Claudia?
How are you?
So wait a minute. Is this a new hotel? You're in a different hotel? Are you still in Atlanta?
I'm in Atlanta. I'm working on the movie Mafietta. I play Mafietta. And me and Willie Taylor are the leads. And this movie will be out soon. And I've been crying all day in this scene. So just forgive me. My face is all puffy. It's all puffy.
Okay.
All right.
Get that chasing that bag.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Welcome, multimedia personality. Who continues to try to unlock his better self, Funky Doniva. What's up, Q?
What's going on? That's Claudia, cool. If you don't stay in and out these hotels, people gonna think you a high-end hooker. You in a different city, in a different hotel, every time we log on, child.
I am too lazy to be a hoe. I told y'all. I am lazy. Y'all seen Couples Retreat? I'm not a good hoe.
Why is Funky always trying to make us out to be the gentleman and woman callers?
Because y'all are.
I'll cut it out.
Well, Al, it's called deflecting. When he has multiple lovers to his revolving door of a bed boudoir, he has put
listen,
on us.
Y'all have not heard me talk about gentlemen callers ever since I started unlocking my better self, okay? So
that's not true.
Cut it. When the last time y'all heard me mention the gentleman caller?
They must be married. You got an NDA. That's all, Al. You see, you got a new shirt.
Right.
Al, you see, you got a new shirt, new swag.
New shirt. He over there wiggling in his seat and stuff. Talking about he ready.
Shut
that's
up.
A t-shirt. Is that a picture of the wife of the man you're messing with?
Could be.
Okay.
Who's to say?
y'all drinking tonight or not? What y'all doing? Y'all sitting?
No, here? I'm back unlocking my better self. So I got some Miami's Finest H2O.
I'm doing red wine.
Okay. Well, they don't want me to show my drink because it's in a plastic bottle, but it's a barefoot. It's a drugstore wine. How about that? All right. Hey, let's move on.
That works.
Let's get into these topics. We have a lot of people to talk about tonight. Now, we have an update on the lawsuit alleging child sex abuse against Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. The lawsuit has been dismissed and the accuser issued this statement. My family and I have known Tiffany Haddish for many years. And we now know that she would never harm me or my brother or help anyone else do anything that could harm us. We wish Tiffany the best, and we are glad that we can put this all behind us. Ari Spears, however, was not mentioned in the settlement. I mean, in the statement. Oh, I slipped. What do you think about this update, Al?
Ooh, well, you know, they kept saying that it felt like a money grab, and this, in fact, feels like a money grab because Tiffany settled quietly out of court without prejudice, which means they can never bring this back up again. So to me, this silently says that she settled with them for some undisclosed amount. And as it relates to Aries, we do know that he was not mentioned, but he was included in the court documents, and he too cannot be brought up for any type of charges in the future. But this is my question, Q and Claudia, and we've touched on this before. Is settling out of court a silent admission of guilt or fault?
I personally think depends on the situation. But like sometimes kind of, yeah. Like, because here's the thing. If I outright knew I did not do nothing, if I just outright knew there was no inkling of a chance that I did nothing, you ain't getting my damn money. You ain't getting my money because I didn't do it. Now, I'm not saying that Tiffany did it, but I think maybe her team sat down and realized that based on the events that happened, there's a small chance that looks like you may have done something a little unscrupulous, whether it may have been intentional or not. And it's just in the best interest of your career to settle this thing so we can move on. The check definitely cleared, though, because this family is singing a different tune. When it first 100%. Came out, it was, she's a monster, he's a monster, they took advantage of me, we were just young. Now all of a sudden it's, we've been knowing Tiffany for a long time and we know she would never do anything to harm our family. Bitch, the check cleared.
Right. I think it's a 50-50 like thing here. You know, I think why would you pay if there wasn't, you knew it wasn't a great damage to your career, or there was something more to the case. I think in this case, I don't think Tiffany Haddish is a child molester. That is my personal opinion. I do think the video was in very poor taste. And I think the video alone was almost as damaging as a real child molestation case. So it's just better at this point to just make it go away and just like get this out of her, you know, out of the mix. She was also spotted by TMZ that just kind of came out today saying she lost all her jobs and she has nothing on the books right now. This case has caused her great harm. And she's trying to recoup and regroup. Right.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Claudia. So this is my second question. Sorry for all the questions. My second question is, can Tiffany rebound from this? Or is there a little smear around her now in Hollywood?
I think there's nothing to rebound from. This thing stayed in the news for 3 days. It didn't get the traction. I don't think people walking around calling her a child molester, I don't think this is will affect her at all.
I think for Tiffany, not so much. I think for Aries Spears, he has not reached the level of Tiffany Haddish. So he was kind of DOA already. But I think it'd be very hard for him to kind of get something mainstream going, because I think he looks much worse in the video than Tiffany does. Tiffany's kind of.
Yeah, that's why I really feel like he lucked up. He really lucked up.
And it doesn't stick with women. You know what I'm saying? It's weird because when you start talking about molestation, in most people's brain, that's a man on a child thing. So it doesn't carry the same weight when you throw a woman in the mix. I don't think people are looking at Tiffany any kind of way other than funny Tiffany Haddish.
And again, you know, she's not in any of the shots with the kids straddling and simulating all kind of, you know. Well, I'm glad it's over. Aries definitely, you know, benefited off of Tiffany being the co-defendant, because she has a lot more to lose, a lot more money, so she can write that check and he probably didn't have to do anything.
Right.
You know what? In this twisted world that we live in, he might actually get a career resurgence. I take back what I said, because the way we are nowadays in our society, bad is good and good is bad. More people talk about him than they talked about since Mad TV.
And you know? You know, the funny thing is that family is so basic. I don't even think it was a lot of money, child. Tiffany probably gave them people $150,000 and they went and sat their ass down somewhere.
Right.
I really don't think it was a lot of money.
Mm. Well, I wish the children well, especially with the situation they've been in. All right. Adam Levine, the lead singer from the pop band Maroon 5, has been accused of cheating on his wife with Instagram model Sumner Stroh. Watch what Sumner had to say.
I was having an affair with a man who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. At the time, you know, I was young, I was naive, and I mean, quite frankly, I feel exploited.
Adam denied the affair, but admits his exchange with Sumner was inappropriate. Since Sumner came out with her allegation, two other women have come forward with similar claims about his infidelity. What do you think about this story and about his response? Al, what you think?
Oh, I'm gonna be messy. You know, I like Maroon 5. I really do like Adam Levine. We love his music. We can't debate his talent. But honestly, I'm just glad that it's not a brother that we're talking about getting called out by three different women messing with thoughts on Instagram. I think it's refreshing to see a white pop star get caught up with Instagram thoughts. You know, usually it's a rapper or an athlete, NFL or NBA player. I don't know. My question, though, is sexting sexting, right? Because he's saying that he never had any type of sexual encounters with either of the three women. But he did say that he did some very inappropriate things. So I'm going to interpret that as sexting, right? Because he never met them. He just communicated with them over the phone. Is sexting other women when married, is that technically cheating?
Well, he probably was sending D pics.
So that makes it cheating?
Hella inappropriate. I mean, you know. Q, what you think about
it? I don't know that I'm going to leave my man over it, but it's inappropriate.
Right.
I don't like this one bit. I don't like it one bit. It's unnecessary, and I know a lot of people are going to take the position, you know, y'all always blame the woman, but what about the man? I'm just looking at her like, what's the point of any of this that you're doing? What is the point? And please miss me with the, I'm finna blow up the spot, but I'm the victim. I feel like I was exploited in the power dynamic. And he was twice my age. Bitch, you liked it. You liked every minute of it. You knew exactly what the hell you was doing. And it ain't no young. I was young. If Tom Cruise got in your DMs right now with your older ass, you would indulge. Most of us would, okay? If Adam Levine got married and all, if Adam Levine got in my DMs right now, I am entertaining him to hell with his wife, okay? That's her. Whatever the hell she ain't over there doing, they got her man in my inbox, okay? I'm going to answer the call. So stop it with the you're the victim. And the only reason you wouldn't be no type of victim if you kept your damn mouth closed. Ain't nobody had to know nothing about this. So my whole thing is just, what's the point, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Claudia, what is the point, seriously, on her case? She's not saying she was, what really is her point, seriously, from a woman's perspective?
I don't know. It gives, I mean, like I said earlier before, we're in a society, we're in a time now where bad is good and good is bad. The world is upside down. So guess what? People are getting celebrated and getting attention because they're someone's mistress or someone tried to be their mistress. People are so damn lazy. Like, gone are the days of working hard and trying to do the right thing. It's like trying to do the popular thing or the thing that gets you likes, clicks, views, because that gets you attention. I don't know. This doesn't seem like an abuse case to me. It seemed like a guy that was creepy or in her DMs and it's you know, whatever. But
ladies, let me tell you what you're supposed to do, okay? Because I'm going to tell you what you do when you're messing with these men in power. There has been no successful case of anybody who has come forward and they've like, their life has been changed because they become the mistress. What you're supposed to do is take the DMs and extort his ass for a job, okay? That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say, Adam, can you introduce me to Steven Spielberg and help me get on the set? And if you can't do that, then I am going to show these text messages to your wife and take them to the tabloid. You're supposed to parlay that into something sustainable. Because here's the thing. Now that you won't blew up the spot, you'll be in the news for 5 days. He's still going to be with his wife and you get nothing for it. At least if you're going to blow up the spot, get something out the deal.
I'm not
just don't use the word extorting, please, Q. We at Foxhole. We at Foxhole. Do not support.
I'm using out of fan. Sorry, even in a hotel room, the house phone gets blown up. I'm sorry.
I told y'all she was a working girl. She got a client. That's reception saying Mr. Charles Weatherbrooks
is downstairs.
Charles Weatherbrooks is downstairs. Should we send him up, Miss Jordan?
I will have you know it was an order of meat, but it was from Jersey Mike's. It's my sandwich, not a little man on the side.
Did you get the six inch or the 12?
None of your business. Don't be jealous, neither one of you. All right, speaking of jealous and small, Tory Lanez is being investigated by the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office for allegedly attacking August Alsina. August claims the altercation happened after he refused to shake Tory's hand. Take a look at this clip. All right, y'all, what do you think about what happened between Tory Lanez and August Alsina? Let's go to you, Q. What you think about this?
It's giving me real when Aretha Franklin had walked out singing and Patti LaBelle tried to shake her hand and she kept walking, knowing damn well she's seen Aretha. But here's my thing. Can we please figure out if he shot Meg Thee Stallion before we open up another case? Like, can we focus and do one thing at a time first? At the end of the day, you can't make nobody like you and make nobody want to be your friends. If he didn't want to shake your hand, he didn't want to shake your hand. And in my opinion, that's not disrespect. It's called not being phony. Like, Negro, I don't mess with you. I don't want to know you. So I kept it moving. And then now you want to jump and create scenes, Tory, especially considering that you are in the media for this stuff with Meg. You got in trouble down here in Miami fighting in the club. You are starting to look like you got an anger management problem.
Small men usually do. Al, what do you think about this?
This is interesting, because why would he think that August wants to shake his hand after Tory put August in one of his rap songs about how he wouldn't disrespect Jada like this, because Tory is trying to get with Jada, and because August did, you're going to make a song and talk junk about him, but when I see you out, you want me to shake your hand? That's not how this goes down, at least in my opinion. And Tory, why would you go do something like this when you already on the docket? You already on probation for a felony assault case. So I guess the smartest thing for you to do is go and create another felony assault case. Obviously, this is not going to be good for you down at the courthouse, because you are planting a seed in the prosecutor's mind that this is something that you always do. So you must have shot Megan Thee Stallion. For me, I would have dissed him just like that, and I loved it. But I will tell you this. What is up with... So I guess... Well, never mind. I guess the Napoleonic complex is real, right? It's real.
The Napoleon complex? Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, it's no secret. Extra Smoke Dragon said 5'3" and ready to flee.
Child, y'all better Napoleon into these commercials, child.
You know what? I do have something to say about him. I'm gonna take a quick commercial break, and I think my Uber Eats guy is here with my 12 inches of meat.
Your 12 inch.
And we'll be back with more after this commercial break. We'll be back. Welcome back to TGIF. I did not get my meat during the commercial break, so hopefully it comes soon. All right, before we went to break, we talking about Tory Lanez. I just want to say this. I tweeted about him, right? I was like, I can't stand him between the big teeth and the small shoulders and the toupee. He's just irritating. And, you know, he's just a little, I said some stuff. Five of Tory Lanez fans came for me. They called me old and old bitch. And, you know, I'm a hater and blah, 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 blah. But they didn't come after August and call him a liar like they all did when the Megan Thee Stallion case was happening. None of them said that. You know, they all accepted that this probably did happen, but just don't talk about their guy. Tory Lanez, I don't know much about your music. I don't know much about you. I've never met you. And it's not personal at all. I'm just going by as an outsider looking in. I mean, you've been blessed with a career. You're an immigrant. Okay, let's just get that out the way. You're from Canada. You're not American. You were accepted in the American rap community. And you've gotten some success, actually great success from what I hear. And this is a second incident we're talking about you within the last 2 years, a couple of years. And you lied. You said you were in the studio. You didn't know what was happening. There's video that comes out. Well, you seem like you had some, almost like, yo, film me. You know what I mean? You approached a man that you slandered and you talked trash about. Of course, he's not going to say hi to you. It looked like he was looking for smoke and looking for a moment. And why don't you, I just wish you just focus more on your music and stop with these antics. And going after August Alsina, a sickly man that has sickle cell, we know this about him, and punching up at him like that, a sucker punch. It's just, it's giving whack. It's giving corny. I don't like you. I know that you don't care, but I'm just not. I don't know. People are like, oh, he's going to come after you next. Okay, and?
Could y'all imagine Johnny Gill and Keith Sweat fighting? Like, right. Leave that fighting mess for the rappers. Like, you... Tory, wait, is Tory Lanez a singer or a rapper?
He's a rapper, but August is a singer.
I'm old, Chad. Go on to the next story. I thought.
Can anyone, are y'all familiar with his music,
Tory Lanez? Oh, he the one who did the Say It, the Brownstone remix. Prove It.
I don't think so.
Say It. Yes, he did.
Tory Lanez?
Yes, he did the Nikki Gilbert them cover. Y'all making me look real old. Just go to the next thing.
He's okay. The one that said he didn't shoot Meg.
I know that much. Shot that lady in her damn foot. Now she qualified for disability. You got to park at the front of the mall. Go ahead.
August Alsina is having quite the year. Stop calling me.
Listen, that man paid his down deposit, baby. He won't. Right.
He talking about you cutting into my hour.
That man. Anyways.
Go ahead and open the door.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Just go ahead and open the door. And tell him you work and you with two clients. And when you're done with these two clients, you'll be with him in a minute.
So ghetto.
You will not make a whore out of me. This is my food. All right, haters. South Africans are calling for Britain to return the stolen diamond in Queen Elizabeth's royal scepter. It's the world's largest known clear-cut diamond, known as the Great Star of Africa, or Cullinan One. An activist said the Cullinan diamond must be returned to South Africa with immediate effect. He continued, the minerals in our country and other countries continue to benefit Britain at the expense of our people. What do y'all think? Do you think Britain should return the allegedly stolen diamond back to South Africa? Al, what do you think about this? Is it time?
Yeah, well, listen, I have mixed emotions about this, okay? Because that's, you know, I like history and I like facts, right? So let's be very clear that in 1905, South Africa, at the time of the discovery of the diamond, was a British colony. It was a British colony, I hate to tell you. And under the British government, because it was a British colony, they gifted the diamond to the royal family in 1908. Now, I don't know if you could say they stole it because it was a British colony at the time. However, native South Africans who have signed a petition that's been getting a lot of leverage since the death of the Queen argues that colonial transactions are not only illegitimate, but are simply immoral. And that I can 100% agree with. Nonetheless, I will say this. I wouldn't be asking for that diamond back. Heck no, I wouldn't be asking for that diamond back. I would be asking for the money that it's worth, which is $400,000.
$400 million.
Now the South Africans are saying they want the diamond back to put it in a museum. I personally wouldn't do that. I personally would ask for reparations for your immorality and your illegitimacy, ask for $400 million, and you would give it to me and I would use it for the good in South Africa today. That's my opinion.
Okay, all right, Al, thank you for that. Q, what you think about this? Should they give the Queen's little huge diamond, 530 carats, back to South Africa?
You know, it's weird because the South Africans are making a moral appeal to people who have no morals. I didn't realize until how Al broke it down that it was a British colony. Therefore, you know, it belonged to Britain per se, even though colonization was one big theft of people's land and first doggone place. But if you approach it from a technical aspect, rather colonization is right, wrong, or indifferent, it was a British colony. They gave it to her. Then I can kind of see an argument for it's ours. I think the right thing to do, I think the beautiful thing to do, I think the more evolved and the more progressive thing to do in 2022 as a symbolic gesture would be to say, we recognize some of the damaging effects that colonization has had on the global society. And as a measure of good faith, we want to be different. We want to change the narrative of this monarch. And in doing so, we're going to give this back as a symbolism of where we're trying to go in the future, but it ain't gonna happen.
You know, I that would be the right thing to do, right? But they would never do that because I feel like that would admit that they did something wrong. And I think the Great Britain, and I think France, and I think Italy, and I think Spain don't think they did anything wrong when they went around the world and they colonized. They feel like they helped the savages to have a better life. You know what I mean? Like, look at France. France made Haiti pay them for their freedom. And that country has been in shambles ever since. They can't get it together because they had to give so much money back to France that colonized them. So yeah, no, they would never do that. It would admit wrongdoing. I was looking at, you know, all the stuff that's popped up since the death of the queen. Trillions of dollars in gems and minerals and riches have been stolen through colonization from the continent of Africa by the Great Britain, the monarchy. And wow, you know, and it's like when they look down on these other countries, like I remember Trump calling some of these countries shithole countries, but then you dig a little deeper, you see, well, they were raped and pillaged. Their wealth was taken, and it's still happening to this day. America, in fact, is over there right now, stealing minerals to make these cell phones, you know what I mean, for Apple.
I have a question. Q, going back to what Q said, Q, if they did return the diamond, right? What would the return of the diamond change? Would it change our opinion about the British monarchy and how disgusting they were in the global colonization? Would it really?
It would be the catalyst for change. The gesture would definitely be symbolic. There definitely wouldn't be anything tangible that anyone would get out of it or anything that you could quantify, but it definitely would be the catalyst for change. And then I could see that happening. Then I could see France coming along and saying, you know what? We want to follow suit and correct some of our wrongs. Haiti, here goes some money. You know, in Spain, you know, it can be the catalyst for change.
You know, and that's wonderfully...
Well, then they're going to have to give India back that damn money, that diamond, because the second largest diamond they stole from India.
And they should. But imagine the impact that would have on the world. It would force the world to realize that there are some historic wrongs that have happened. And we are now at a place where we can try. We can't make them right, but at a minimum, we can acknowledge them. And I think acknowledgement goes a long way.
And I was trying to say, you know, that would be something that people with kind hearts and actual souls would do. But these are the same people. I forgot to mention Portugal and Belgium. Belgium makes tons of money over chocolate by, you know, what they take out of Africa at the expense of chopping off little kids' hands. And they even make black hands out of chocolate to this day in profit. So these type of people are not the kind of people that would ever think like you're thinking right now, Q. They would never think like that. And yes, my lash is coming off. I've been crying in my movie all day. So just, you know what? Damn it. Listen, they ain't going to do it. I wish they would. And I just think that we are so hopeful and we have good hearts. It ain't going to happen though, right?
That man at your dope paid for two lashes.
<not one. laughs> I'm going to keep it like this. All right, moving on. I'm cute with one lash, I think.
You better do the Aaliyah and swoop that thing across your eye. There it is. One in a million, baby. Yeah, it's hot like fire.
Okay, y'all. The woman who was seen in a video getting into a physical altercation with Bishop Whitehead is speaking out and denying claims of charging at his wife and daughter. The woman said, "This man, who's supposed to be a bishop in the Lord's Church, called me up and ushered me to go to the front. And once I got up there, I began to speak in my heavenly language." She continued, "That's where it went left. I was praying in my heavenly language. And next thing I know, I was being grabbed behind my hair and dragged out." This clip was insane. What are your thoughts on Whitehead being the topic of yet another controversial discussion, wearing another knockoff Gucci suit, allegedly, in my opinion? Al, what do you think?
Was that Gucci or was that Dior? I think it was Dior, Claudia. Well, I think it was Dior.
It was Canal Street, Flatbush Avenue.
It looks stiff. The D's weren't connected. Okay.
The D's weren't connected. Okay, so this is the deal. In this particular case, 100% a man should not be putting his hands on a woman. We know that 100%. Now, the woman, though, however, she's on some SHIT because she claimed she was there doing a research for a study that she was conducting regarding charismatic leaders in the church. If you're doing a study, why are you standing up and trying to interrupt the pastor while he's delivering his service? I think she was there intentionally to be disruptive. I think she was there intentionally to get clickbaits. I think she was intentionally there to get attention and to bait him, and it worked, okay? Let me repeat, that gives him no right to put his hands on that woman, but she has no right to interrupt that man's his service at all. And all 10 of those people needed to hear what he had to say, because there were 10 people there in the congregation. She had no right to interrupt those 10 people.
Okay. You said there was only 10 people at the church?
There was, I'm sorry. I think it was 8. They showed the picture. I'm not making this up. Y'all didn't see the video?
So the math ain't mapping, right? How is he getting this money? That's why he on Canal Street.
That's what the question is. It was 8 people. So now the supporters are saying that his online ministry is supposed to be very large. Shit. There were only 8 people in the congregation.
Let me tell you,
allegedly.
Let me tell you something. I don't feel bad for that lady. Goody for your ass. That's what you get. Because anybody who stepped foot in that damn church after that robbery situation and the way that man acted on social media is a damn fool. That man is not running the church. He is running the circus. Play silly games, win silly prizes. Keep your ass out of there.
I agree, but I will also add on, he has no right to put his hands on it. She did not assault him. She didn't touch him. She may have interrupted, but to do that, to grab her up like that, like he's not a pastor. He's acting like he on Love and Hip Hop or one of them Zeus shows. That's how he's acting. He's not acting like anybody's pastor. And it's unbelievable that people do still go. And I do blame y'all that still go, why are you supporting this man? Well, actually, it's only 8 people. You find 8 idiots anywhere. And I damn calling you idiots for going to that church after all he's done right now. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to eat this meat and we'll be right back. My sandwich. I'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. If you're enjoying the show, give us some flames or some thumbs up in the chat so we can see all your love and feel all your love. All right, y'all. If you're 50 or older, listen up. Did you know that Gerber Life Guaranteed Life Insurance provides valuable whole life insurance protection to help cover your final expenses? It's true, and it can help with expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debts. It helps protect your family from the financial burden of your final expenses. Now, if you're between 50 and 80 years old or 50 through 75 in New York, your coverage is guaranteed with this policy, regardless of your health history. Now, there are no medical exams to complete or lengthy health questionnaires to fill out. Simply visit GerberLifeFamily.com, and premiums don't increase over time. The amount you pay when coverage begins is the same amount you'll pay throughout the duration of your policy. Just answer 4 easy questions to get your free personalized quote instantly by visiting GerberLifeFamily.com. See website for terms and restrictions. All right, y'all, we're taking a quick break. We'll be back with more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, back to the hot topics. Now, on the Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson podcast, Fat Joe talked about the time when Tyson offered Remy Ma a special gift to stay the night at his mansion. Fat Joe said he showed her some convertible Benz. He was like, keep this. All you got to do is spend one night. She looked at me like, Joe, if you don't get me the bleep out of this house. Now, what do you think about Mike Tyson's offer to Remy Ma? And have you ever received an indecent proposal to spend the night with someone? And would you have done it? Would y'all have stayed? Al, we're going to start with you.
Listen, I don't blame Mike Tyson. Remy Ma is fine. She's tall. She got body. She's always been attractive to me, especially in the video. We do know, though, that at the time, neither Remy Ma nor Mike Tyson was married. I think the issue here was that when Fat Joe and Remy Ma showed up to Mike Tyson's home, he opened the door butt naked. And then as he toured them around the home, there was a woman in every room. Now, this is all information that Fat Joe and Remy Ma has confirmed. So I'm not making this up, right? It's not allegedly. Every room had a different woman in it. So I see why that part may have made her uncomfortable, because it's, you know, like, come on. But have I ever been proposed? I was in a similar situation, I got to be honest, where there was this extremely famous person, a designer, who, if anybody from New York in the early 2000s know what I'm talking about, would have these parties where they would invite, you know, the sexy and the hot people to come hang out. And they would proposition you to stay and have fun. And I chose not to, simply because that was not my thing. I'm not interested in that whole type of situation that it was given. But I will tell you this. If he had offered me $500,000 in a new Benz, I think I would have definitely stayed.
What designer was it? Was it? It must have been Payless and not Versace, because I feel like you would have done it. I think because it was a lower end, maybe it was given Kmart, Target. Was it? Who else?
No, definitely not low end at all.
Let me tell you something. You was a damn fool, and she was too. Let me tell you something. Y'all can't be out here too proud to do something that's going to better your situation, okay? Oh, and if you look at the way Remy, this was back during the lean back era. If you look at how busted Remy Ma was in that damn video, she could have used some $500,000.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Damn
Benz, okay?
No.
The baby. I ain't never been too proud to beg, and I ain't never been too proud to spread if it's going to better my situation. Okay? Y'all stupid as hell. You sitting up there hunching for free anyway, just as long as he didn't give me no disease that couldn't be cured with penicillin, I'd have been like, Fat Joe, come pick me up tomorrow about after breakfast. I'll be ready. Don't you, soulmates, don't y'all ever be too proud or too ashamed to do anything that's going to better your situation. Y'all some damn fools.
My Tyson's scary to me.
I don't give a good goddamn, baby. I went to horror, I went to horror movies for $7.25 as a teen. $500,000 in the biz. Yes, God, honey. Which one of these rooms?
Right. Which room you want me to report to?
Which one you want me to, baby? You could put my ass in a twin bed if you want. Yes. And see, y'all don't know the tricks of the trade. I hang out with prostitutes. What you do is you feed him a bunch of liquor, and you feed him a bunch of liquor. Back at the time, allegedly, he was playing with the booger sugar. You give him a little bit of that cocaine, the dick can't even get hard. And all they're going to do is sit there and rub on you and go to sleep. My prostitute. Y'all women's got to get the game, baby. If it's going to better your situation, and case in point, if you can't get your hands on no cocaine, ladies, feed the man a bunch of liquor. It's called whiskey dick. The dick won't even get hard. It's called whiskey dick. So do not be spread. The lay it low and spread it wide for $500,000 at a Benz. Yes, God, I would have did it. And she should have too.
Ladies.
You rolled over there in the car with Fat Joe. You didn't even...
Right, he knew. She knew what was going on. She knew what the time was.
You wasn't even in your own car. You were sitting on the passenger side of your best friend ride. You could have left in your own car with $500,000. You was a damn fool.
Remy Ma, you did the right thing.
She was going to.
I'm going to leave it. Read between the lines here, y'all. I'm going to leave it at that. Remy Ma, you did the right thing, Ma.
How many women's out there been offered $500,000 in a Benz for
in a Benz?
Okay, let me tell you something. Coochie these days selling less than a box of lead quarters. So you offered $500,000 in a Benz, you stupid as all hell.
Q, Coochie selling for less than what?
Less than a box of lead quarters.
Okay, I'm going to think about this. Why would a man that famous and successful have to pay that much for it?
Because he can.
Something wrong.
Who cares? That means she didn't have to do anything if it didn't work.
Okay. Moving on. I know too much. Chantel Jackson is not here.
Girl, we got to move on to the commercial, honey.
Again?
Yes, honey.
You know what? Ever since I took my lash off, I just can't really see my vision. All right, hold on. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more TG.
Get money. Get money, bitch.
Don't do it, ladies. Welcome back to TGIF. You know what? Producers, you need to put some of the chat questions, comments, actually, into my chat so I can see that and we can read some of these because they are funny. They're having a good old time today. Yes, I know my lashes are messed up. I was crying on a movie set and it fell off and I don't have time to put it back on. I already know that. Okay, y'all. Let's get into this. Check out why Chantel Jackson is not here for unisex bathrooms.
I'm not here to share a bathroom with a man. Like, bruh. Can't we just have women in the bathroom with women?
All right, y'all. Do you agree with Chantel? Let's start with you, Kim.
So was she physically in the bathroom or was she waiting in line to get in the bathroom?
I don't know.
It looked like she was physically in the bathroom. She said, I'm in the bathroom.
But it's weird because everybody was standing in a single file line. Oh, so she was in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that don't sit well with me either. And not from a safety perspective. It ain't, predatory. It's just men and women operate in the bathroom differently. Y'all be in there doing lashes and makeup and shit, and I'm trying to wash my hands. And y'all all in the way, y'all be in there having conversations and stuff. Now, I'm definitely all for the single stall bathrooms being unisex, right? I'm all for that. But if it's like the big, massive bathroom with multiple stalls in it, yeah, my preference would be to keep them separate.
Okay, I feel that. Al, what do you think about this?
You know, I've lived in New York for so long, and this has been happening for so long, so it's normal for me. I do know this, though. Every unisex bathroom situation should have a handicap alternative, which is you know, separated. So I might recommend that, depending on where she was, that she might want to always use the handicap bathroom if there's no one handicap waiting to use it.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with her. I don't like the unisex bathrooms. I think that's a moment where the girls go have their little girl talk away from the fellas and the fellas go handle their business. And I just don't think there's like, I'm sure someone can get offended from this, but I really don't care. I don't like it. I don't like what I'm expecting to go in there and like have our girl talking. Sometimes there's like a bathroom attendant and she has like tampons and stuff like that, you know, personal girly things. It's uncomfortable if there's like men around, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like, can we have some things where we just have our moment and kind of go and just be with our, you know, our folks and handle our business. And we'll see you back out there in the restaurant or the club. I don't think there's anything wrong with what she said. And it's crazy that seems like that's too much to ask right now.
I will say this, though, Claudia. I kind of like it because how many times have us fellows been waiting on the women to come back out? We've been waiting on them, and they stay in there freaking forever. They got to take a selfie. They got to brush their hair. They got to, you know, do their makeup. They got to chat with their girlfriend. I kind of like it. It's going to force them to kind of do what they got to do and keep it moving.
Again, force them. Like, that should be their moment to kind of, I don't know. I don't like that.
I mean, it's weird, too, because women, y'all tend to... Y'all get more undressed in front of each other more freely. Sometimes you need help zipping up your dress. You know, you may come out exposed. And that could be uncomfortable for a woman if a man is in the bathroom. Like I said, as a man, I don't want to share a bathroom with y'all ass because y'all take too long. Number one, we go shake and wash our hands. You know what I'm saying? Y'all use up all the toilet paper. Okay.
Taking pictures, combing her hair, doing the makeup.
Taking pictures. You spraying that cheap-ass Bath and Body Works body spray all over yourself. Got the bathroom smelling all cheap like a big sixth-grade classroom. I don't care to be in the bathroom with y'all.
Well, we are all on the same page. I agree.
And I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this. And God forbid y'all on y'all damn cycle and we got to smell the damn shit.
Damn, okay. Q.
First of all,
next story, please.
PD smell like ammonia in a cat litter box, too. Okay. All right, y'all. Let's move on before we get canceled. Reading might not be fundamental for everyone. In a recent interview, Ye shared that he has never read a book. He said, I actually haven't read any book. Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts for me. What are your thoughts on what Kanye said that he's never read a book? Al, let's start with you.
I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking this, guys, but when I read this, I said to myself, how disrespectful is that to his mother? His mother is a PhD and has been an educator for more than two decades. This woman defied odds. She was the chairman of the English department at Chicago State University, where he went to college and majored in English. So how did you happen? He went to two colleges. How did you get into two colleges, attend two colleges, attend a college that your mother is a chairman of the department, majored in English, but claim you never read a book? How did you pass your elementary standardized test? How did you pass high school? And lastly, how are you going to run Donda Academy and Donda University, but you never read a book? This to me was simply clickbaiting at its finest. And it was also quite disrespectful to that brilliant woman of a mother that he has.
Good points. Q, what you think?
Kanye full of crap. You know, first of all, Kanye's vocabulary is too extensive to not have read a book. And one thing that we know is that reading books give people very extensive vocabularies. I think what Kanye probably meant is that in the present, he doesn't read books. Like, I don't read books. I find reading books boring. Although I can write extremely well and I can speak extremely eloquently, at this point in my life, I just don't read books. I don't like them. I don't find any enjoyment in it. They are like eating Brussels sprouts to me. So I can get that sentiment. But to send a message that you ain't never read no book, Kanye, go on and sit down somewhere.
I'm tired. I'm tired, you guys. I feel like we're in all his deep thoughts and group texts and stuff that should be draft messages in his inbox and just never send them out. Like, and then we got to talk about it, right? And the people, why you always hating on Kanye? He must have done something to you. Maybe he turned you down and he didn't want to be with you. And that's why you come for him. No, he's a hot topic. And I'm just like, I do think he's doing this to be a hot topic. Like, I don't care if you read a book or you didn't. It is, I think, Al, that's a good point. It is kind of just disrespectful to his mama. But I think a lot of things he's doing since his mom passed are disrespectful. I don't think she'd approve of since she's been gone. And I think, you know, there's probably some conflict there. I don't know. I don't think she'd like him parading around with everybody but a black woman on his arm and talk about not reading books and those boots. I know his feet stink and them things. He had them on all through the summer. I don't care.
So let's answer this then. He's supposed to be a branding genius. How are you going to brand starting a school, an academy, and creating a university, but say that you've never read a book? How smart is that marketing-wise and branding-wise?
It's terrible.
Kanye just talking, y'all. He's just talking. Just, you know how the old people say, bless his heart. Just
he's gonna bless his heart. Yeah.
Okay.
Kanye. Hey, a meteorologist was fired from his job for appearing on an adult webcam website, and he does not regret it. Although the meteorologist apologized for his behavior, he also said, but let me be clear about something. I don't apologize for being openly gay or for being sex positive. Those are gifts, and I have no shame about them. What are your thoughts on the story? Do you think what he did was grounds for termination, Al?
Oh, absolutely. You know it's grounds for termination. Claudia, you and Q know better than anybody that you have contracts that have moral clauses in it, that these are things that you simply can't do. I just feel like, you know, he's a meteorologist, 15 years experience in the game. In New York City, he makes at least $375,000. I'm starting to think that OnlyFans might be paying like they say, because he didn't care. He risked all of that because he must have been making a lot of money. Now, this is an interesting part, y'all. I don't know if you caught this. He was told on by an anonymous source, and the anonymous source not only sent his adult webcam site to his employer, but also sent it to his mother. So if you ask me, this sounds like a scorned lover or an upset fan. No, it has to be a scorned mother. I mean, a scorned lover to know that to send it to his mother. And I think he got caught out there.
Okay, Q, what you think?
I think they need to list the website so I can go check it out, number one. You know, number two, like Al said, we all, you know, depending on the profession that you're in, they all have a morality clause. Like, I have a friend that works for HSN, and she is not allowed to be photographed at all with an alcoholic beverage in her hand. And, you know, it's so funny because we got into a big fight one time because we were out and people were taking pictures and posting them on Instagram. And she was just so mad and people couldn't understand why. But depending on the job, there is a morality clause. Now, what I would like that we do is get to a world where we get a bit more progressive and we let up on some of the things that people do. Like, I think it's okay if a school teacher is out at happy hour and she posts drinks on her Instagram. I think it's okay if a nurse got her Daisy Dukes on and she dropping it low to the floor like that in the club. That should not come back to her job. But you should have known better, being a meteorologist. It's a trusted position in the community. You are a community face. You can't be landing low and spreading it wide and then telling us what time it's going to rain. You got to pick one.
I mean, it's a case of people wanting it both ways. They want to have the cake and eat it too. You know, when you got that job, you have that morality clause. For the most part, when you're on news, you're an anchor, meteorologist, weather people, all those people, they, sports, they usually are pretty strict about that. I do agree. I do think what you do on your off time should be kind of kept there. But at the same time, you know, if that's how that company wants to operate, then you kind of have to go by. When you sign that contract, you have to go with that. You're if right. You know that you want to do webcamming and be on OnlyFans, then probably the meteorologist job is not for you.
Yeah.
So.
Or do like I do on my OnlyFans, put a mask on, honey. I'm just lying. I ain't got no OnlyFans, y'all.
Would you ever? They making money. Black China, they say, making $20 million a month.
In my fantasy mind, I do. But in real life, I could not look either y'all in the face knowing that you see me butt naked, ooing and on and all that type of stuff.
We've already seen you butt naked. We've already seen you butt naked.
Yes, we have. We saw you spread eagle with the...
Right, with your eczema. Eczema.
So now, Al, you're going to make me tell what happened in that hotel room.
Oh, don't you do it.
Since y'all want to spread my business.
Well, speaking of spreading, we'll get back to that story on Friday's show when y'all can ask your questions. So get ready for this Friday. I want to thank my co-host Al Reynolds, Funky Dineva, for doing a fantastic job as always. I want to thank all of you all for watching us on YouTube. Please watch the repeat tomorrow and like and subscribe and spread the word. Stay tuned for Turns Out with T.S. Madison. We will see you back here on Friday.
That's so amazing. If a man offer you $500,000, you
take it. You better take it.